just based on my like extreme frustrations doing experiments on the micron level, I'm wondering like how long does this take? I mean, you were saying you have to put like exactly 2 nanoparticles and then surround them with all these layers. I can't even imagine how you go about doing that.
So you try and so to some extent it's just all stoichiometry. So you and it's stoichiometry, and then you try and have spontaneous self-assembly. So you try not to have any control over it. You let the process do it itself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what a big emerging field is letting things due to essentially entropy and enthalpy self-assemble into the shapes that you want them to. And so, for instance, in this case, it's thermodynamics and kinetics that's controlling this process. We don't have much to do with it. Once we set up the stoichiometry, we just mix everything, and because of the difference in the reaction constants of the silica and the polymer, you're going to get the silica formed first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, due to the enthalpic interaction between the gold and the silica, you're going to get the silica going to the gold surface. And then the interaction between the polymer and the silica, you're going to get the polymer going to the silica surface.
Mm-hmm.
But the silica surface would have already formed before the polymer has an opportunity to, because it has a much higher reaction constant. So try and do it in a manner where the process does it itself, and like the spontaneous approach, I think, is probably the best way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, there are ways of maybe doing this, and that's what's kind of called like layer by layer approaches, where you basically just do a whole bunch of dipping.
Mm-hmm.
Steps to build up these multi-layer type films, but of course now they're automated, so you can do it very rapidly. But if you can get the systems to do it itself, that's better.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.